And it's Thursday afternoon. Kate here. I love living in a small community. Bet you knew that. I know a lot of other people who feel the same way, too. You are probably one of them. A lot of folks who felt that way were a part of an adventure in Fort Bragg this past weekend. That's our story for I Love This Town today. It started with a walk. David and I and my sister and our friend Michelle walking because we had some errands to run downtown. On our way, passing the Project Sanctuary house, there was a little dog tied to a piece of fencing. Fluffy little yellow dog who was really excited to see us and let us know. So we stopped to chatter up a bit. And a guy who was apparently coming back to his vehicle parked nearby to get a jacket yelled to us that he was the one that had tied her up there. He didn't want her to get hurt running around loose, but he also didn't want to get any further involved. He was a visitor to the area. We, on the other hand, knew we'd seen this dog before. You know how you do. You just, I recognized the dog or the harness actually, you know, we knew we'd seen her before. She was just the sweetest dog. She immediately climbed in a lap as soon as somebody sat down nearby. Yeah, she was ready to just hang out with us. Well, we couldn't just leave her at that point. No, so Michelle went down to the brewery and talked to the hostess there who spoke to the patrons to see if anyone was missing a dog. No, but Joe from the brewery posted a picture of this little dog for us on Facebook so that we could try to find the dog's family that way. Thank you, Joe. Also, we decided to go to some of the nearby residences and see if anybody recognized the dog. We did not find anybody who recognized the dog, but we did find a lot of people who wanted to help. Oh, over there, they have family that visits. They have dogs. Maybe one of theirs. Maybe they could help you. Or the people who live across the street and down, too, they have a couple of small dogs. I'm not sure that that would be one of them, but you could talk to them about it and see. Everybody wanted to help. Nobody knew for sure about the dog. We didn't find the owner of the dog. We did get some free succulents. Neighbors offering up some free succulents. We went back downtown. We talked to merchants, like at Reynolds. They recognized the dog. They knew they'd seen the dog in town, but couldn't tell us exactly where or with who. To talk to the people in Heavenly Souls, and they offered to take a picture and post it. While talking to the people at Heavenly Souls, a family, visitors to the area, approached us and said, "Is that your dog?" "No, is it yours?" "Well, no, but there's this woman driving around." They had been talking to a woman who was driving and stopped and asked if they'd seen this fluffy little yellow dog. And they had said they'd keep an eye out for the dog and then spotted us with the dog. Michelle set off trying to catch up to the car, but the driver turned before she got to her. So all of us and several other people who decided that they could help set up like sentry posts in downtown Fort Bragg, watching for this car, others walking towards logical places where she might drive to try and catch her. Did catch her, as a matter of fact. She whipped over to the curb after they said, "Oh, I think they have your dog." And they yelled to us, this family of visitors who has been coming to the Mendocino Coast for, they said, 5 years they have visited here. And last year they couldn't, but they were glad to be back this year. I told them they were good neighbors. It was okay if they decided to move here. It was a community effort. Visitors, merchants, shoppers, neighbors, people out for a stroll. Everybody wanted to help, and many did. Like I said, those sentry posts, at one point we had all four corners of Laurel and Franklin covered and up at the alley, and an A.B. Priceman turned out to be Daisy Sunshine's person. That's who got out of that car. Small town, right? People that you've met before. Came over, and boy, was that little dog happy to see her. AB had discovered that Daisy Sunshine had gotten out when she discovered that someone had left the door open when they'd gone out. So she'd been looking for her around town. It was so gratifying, so rewarding, so heartwarming to have so many people just want to help this little dog. That little dog, by the way, she seemed to have a pretty good time through the whole adventure. She was friendly with everyone. She was happy to visit with everybody. And she was really happy to get in the car with Mom and get in her little bed and curl up. Take a rest. It was just such a moment when many of us just looked at each other and went, boy, I love living in a small town. I love this town.